Welcome to the Brightian Podcast. I'm your host at Brightian, and today we're diving into something huge. I mean, we're talking about a story that's equal parts inspiring, infuriating, and absolutely necessary to talk about. It's about justice, freedom, and the power of community. Buckle up, because this one's a roller coaster. So let me set the stage for you. Imagine this. 300 Americans, patriots, everyday people, locked up in federal prisons across 35 states. Why? Because they exercised their First Amendment rights on January 6th. Now, whether you agree with their actions or not, what's happened to them since is nothing short of a modern-day gulag. We're talking solitary confinement, denied due process, and families torn apart. But here's where it gets interesting. There's a movement, a massive grassroots effort, to not only free these prisoners, but to help them rebuild their lives. And the man leading the charge? Gary Haven. Yeah, the same guy who co-founded Curves, the largest fitness franchise in the world. But now, he's stepping into a whole new arena. American Patriot Relief. So let's break this down. I recently got my hands on an interview between Gary Haven and Mike Adams, the founder of Brightian. And let me tell you, it's a conversation that's equal parts jaw-dropping and heartwarming. First off, let's talk about the American Patriot Relief Project. Gary has partnered with the project and is working with the founders to help these J6 prisoners transition back into society. We're talking about 300 men and women who've been scattered across 75 federal prisons, some of them hundreds, even thousands of miles away from their families. Gary's plan? It's called Operation Airlift. Picture this. Private jets donated by patriotic Americans, ready to fly these prisoners home in dignity. But it doesn't stop there. There are transitional homes, set up in places like Waco, Fredericksburg, and Missouri. These are safe spaces where these folks can get back on their feet. Counseling, spiritual support, you name it. And get this, Gary's even got a team of our freedom ambassadors stationed at every prison. These are volunteers ready to greet these prisoners as they walk out, making sure they're warm, fed, and connected with their families. Now here's the kicker. Gary believes that on Inauguration Day, President Trump is going to pardon all these prisoners. And if that happens, this operation kicks into high gear. But it's not just about freeing them. It's about showing them that America hasn't forgotten them. But let's not sugarcoat this. The system these people have been trapped in, it's broken. Gary and Mike didn't hold back when they called out the corruption in the federal judicial system. We're talking about a system where 98% of cases end in plea deals because people don't have the resources to fight back. And let's not forget the year tens of thousands of hours of video evidence that was withheld from defense lawyers. Mike Adams put it bluntly, this was an insurrection trap. A setup by the deep state to paint Trump supporters as terrorists. And the result? Lives destroyed, families torn apart. But here's the thing, both Gary and Mike are calling for more than just pardons. They want records expunged and compensation for these prisoners. And not just a slap on the wrist payout. We're talking life-changing amounts, because how do you put a price on 4 years of your life? Now let's talk about the role of the church in all of this. Gary emphasized how crucial spiritual support is for these prisoners. Many of them have lost everything, their homes, their jobs, even their families. And the church? It's stepping up. From counseling to food drives, the community is rallying around these folks in a big way. But here's the real question. What's next? Gary believes this is a litmus test for the Trump administration. If Trump pardons these prisoners, it's a sign that he's serious about restoring the rule of law. If not, well, let's just say there's going to be a lot of angry Americans. So, what can you do? First, head over to givesendgo.com, Freedom's Ambassador, and donate. Every dollar goes toward helping these prisoners rebuild their lives. Second, spread the word. Share the story. Because this isn't just about J6. It's about justice. It's about freedom. And it's about showing the world that America still stands for something. And with that, I'll leave you with this thought. In the words of Isaiah, learn to do right, seek justice, defend the oppressed. Let's be the ones who step up. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and visit Brighton.com for more videos, interview, and podcasts on the topics that matter. God bless America.